Hello, this is your girl, Coach Shea Chisinga, and welcome to our very first podcast show, The Woman Christian CEO. I'm extremely excited to come to you today on May the 1st of 2019 of our very first podcast. Let me tell you, the challenges that I had today to get this podcast out, I know that I had to do it by any means necessary, because of the challenges that I was having. I am so excited because I created this platform where women can come to be inspired, empowered, and learn how to create wealth by doing the transformational work they've been called and chosen to do in the world. And not only that, this is the work you love to do. This podcast show, I'm going to be sharing real life lessons of building a six-figure business, how to stay in alignment with your God-given purpose as a woman Christian CEO. And you're going to hear from other amazing women Christian CEOs who's walking the walk and talking the talk. So I want you to buckle your seats. I want you to sit and relax. And if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, because this show is going to inspire you to take action on what's in your heart and what God has given you to do. But before we get there, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. Who is Coach Shea? How did she get where she is today? And why I am very passionate about entrepreneurship as a woman Christian CEO. You see, I didn't start my journey preaching to the mountaintop about being a Christian. I didn't start my journey preaching to the mountaintop about how to be in alignment to what your God-given purpose is. I started my journey off hiding. I started my journey off making entrepreneurship all about Shea and making her name great. So let me tell you what exactly happened. In 2010, I was let go of my job at Verizon Wireless after being there 8 years and 8 months. I was given my severance package. I was laid off. My position was completely eliminated. I was extremely excited. So I took my little money that they gave me and my 401k, totaling out to probably being about $25,000. And I set out on the journey to do this business, amazing business, full time. And not only that, I was getting unemployment. But let me tell you, that turned out to be a disaster, but the greatest lesson I ever learned in my life. You see, everyone who listens to this, you've been called and you've been chosen to do something great in the marketplace. But we have to be in alignment to what God desires for us to do, and we have to be making sure it's about him and not about us. So within 2 years, of course, all of the money's gone and the unemployment is gone. Now I have to take a job making $13.03 an hour. I leave the job, or I'm let go of a job making 40 plus a year, leaving the job with extra money, $25,000, a little bit, you know, extra start, get a good boost, to making $13.03 an hour. Can you imagine the humiliation? Can you imagine the failure that I felt at that time? Can you imagine feeling like giving up and just becoming complacent and not pursuing my God-given purpose? Yes, that's where I was until I surrendered totally to God's will and his plan, and I answered the call fully in what I've been called to do. You see, I never thought in the wildest dreams that entrepreneurship would be about a part of my calling and my purpose. I've always associated the call with ministry, with pastor, with evangelist, with missionary, never associating it with entrepreneurship. Have you ever thought of that about you? Have you ever thought about the thing that God has called you to do? It is a calling and you've been chosen to do it. Well, this is the story of About Me. And I know you're probably going to find yourself in this story as well. I have only had associated the calling with the church. However, God's call and plan for me was different. As I begin the journey of entrepreneurship, as I said before, I made this all about me. I did not make a spiritual connection. I was totally clueless. But after bumping my head several times, I learned my journey was about God's glory being revealed in the marketplace through my story. And that's why I'm here today to create this amazing podcast show. Being an entrepreneur is absolutely rewarding. But anything rewarding rarely comes without challenges. Being an entrepreneur may challenge the very beliefs you were taught growing up. Being an entrepreneur may also shake your spiritual foundation. I've learned that God's plan is far greater than what we could ever imagine. God has taught me on this journey that becoming an entrepreneur was never about me. But it was more about his plan to get his message in the marketplace in a very unconventional way. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about your calling and your entrepreneurship journey? It's about God being glorified in the marketplace. It's about you sharing your experience, your story, creating transformational services and products that will change people's lives. Have you ever thought that your wealth that he desires for you to create will come through your entrepreneurship journey? Well, it is. Have you ever thought about that? Answering the call, it's not about being glamorous, seeing your name in lights, and having the eyes all on you. It's about serving and equipping others with your knowledge, expertise, and talent. The amazing results to yielding his divine plan is that the lives of others will be changed. And as a bonus, you will make a great income doing what you love. Now, would that be awesome? Not only just making a good income, but creating wealth that you will be able to leave from generation to generation as an entrepreneur. As a woman Christian CEO, we have a responsibility to stand up and to be proud and loud about the calling and the purpose and how we are to show up in the marketplace. You know why? Because in today's society, everything seems to be about making things happen fast. Although I do believe with the right system, you can create income in your business immediately and consistently. However, if you're looking to become a millionaire and make thousands of dollars overnight, you're setting yourself up for an epic failure. Yes, I know what they told you. Yes, I know what they said. But as Oprah says, what I know for sure, it takes planning, organizing, investing, the right mindset, and a supportive community, and much more to position yourself to be a million-dollar business. And let me say, yes, you can do it. The question is, are you willing to commit to the process and the journey that it will lead you to becoming a millionaire? Are you willing to say yes, the woman Christian CEO? Are you willing to relinquish everything you have thought that you learned that you should be doing? Are you willing to trust God totally and follow his plan for you to build a profitable, thriving, massive business? Before I left my job, as I said before, I was only making $13.03 an hour. It was awful. I knew God had more for me, but I had to be willing to commit to the journey and the process that would lead me out of a financial pit to my ultimate destiny. Today, I am on the path to becoming a millionaire. However, for me, it's not all about making money. It is also about how can I serve and empower others to do and say yes to God's plan for their lives. So I have two questions for you, the woman Christian CEO. Why do you want to be make thousands of dollars? Why do you want to become a millionaire? Answering the call starts with saying yes. 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 Giving God a non-negotiable, I'm all in, whatever it takes, yes. With tears, with disappointments, are all in yes. And having faith in God on your new journey, you will be challenged to begin to change your mindset. Many of you are struggling in life because you are fighting the process and refusing to totally surrender to God's perfect plan for your life. Living in true abundance is tied to answering the call. You don't have to be looking for answers outside of yourself when God has already given you everything you need. Answering the call does not mean you have to quit your job, but it is an opportunity to position yourself to be in control of living in your purpose. You see, answering the call, it will unleash the gift, the purpose, and the profit. But are you willing to say yes? We should never allow our jobs to dictate how we live. That is what society has taught us. It is time to break the cycle. God has given you talents, knowledge, expertise, abilities, and gifts that He desires for you to tap into and cultivate. This is the answer. This is the key to answering the call. And it starts with what He has already given you to do. Let me share this, my amazing woman, Christian CEO. God desires that you unleash what He has placed within you. Your gifts are the very thing that will bring joy and fulfillment in your life. Your gifts will lead you to your calling. And not only that, they will bring financial freedom when you learn how to activate your gifts in your calling, activate your gift in your purpose, activate your gift at your career, activate your gift in your job, activate your gift in your vocation. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, it is a powerful statement that reveals the answer. A man's gift makes room for him. You were designed by God to be known because of your gift, to fulfill the vision God has given you. You must activate the gift God has placed in you. Once your gift is activated, the world will make room to receive our unique gift. The latter part of Proverbs 18 and 6 says, a man's gift brings him before great men. You must understand that the gift you are refusing or neglecting to use is everything that God has given you to be successful in life. When you use your gift according to scripture, not only will God make room for you, but He will make it possible for you to get paid using your gift. And yes, I said get paid. Let me share this. I'm almost finished. Every person on this earth has been born with God-given gifts and unique abilities. These gifts and abilities provide clues to God's intention for how we should live out our days on earth. God has called and appointed each of us to be the salt and light in this earth, according to Matthew 14 and 16. God desires us to use our gifts and abilities, not only for our own benefit, but to glorify Him in the marketplace. Whether you know it or not, our gifts are not only to be used within the church, but our gifts are also to be used in careers, in our business, and in the marketplace. Many people are living frustrated lives because they are not living the life God has created for them to live. So, my amazing Christian CEO, are you living in abundance to what He's called you to do? Are you living in abundance to be in alignment to your purpose? Or are you still trying to do it like the world is doing? Are you still trying to follow so many different people that you're not tapping in to the inner voice, to the message, to what He's placed in you? Are you trying to do it by yourself, out on your own, and not getting in alignment, trying to figure it out? Those are the questions that I am pausing for you to think about today. I'm going to be sharing, as time goes on, how did I do it? I'm going to share with you what it takes, not what did it take, but what does it take now to get me where I was to where we are today. Right now, we have been blessed to serve 105 women to become authors, to share their story in the world. And not only that, to create wealth. We have helped over 150 women launch their coaching and speaking business. Women who have created their own products and services, who's creating wealth and fulfilling the mission that God has placed in them. We are now having our own co-working space in the greater Sacramento area. This is our Sacramento campus, where we're going to have many more campuses, a place where women can come, have their own workshops, their own events, meet with their clients, all because of the commitment of saying yes to the divine calling and purpose God has placed on me. And my job now is to empower you to do the same. So what are you willing to do? What are you willing to let go? What are you willing to commit to? What I can tell you, God's plan is way more better than yours. Let me tell you, His plan is a guaranteed win. His plan is a guaranteed of financial freedom. His plan is beyond what you can ever imagine. Only if you decide to say yes to the purpose and calling He has in your life as an entrepreneur. It is time for you to answer the call. Take it beyond your four walls and let God use you in the marketplace beyond what you can imagine. So this is the conclusion, our first podcast show. Stay tuned for next Monday, we will come every Monday. Today, we did it on May the 7th, which is we wanted to do it May 1st. But starting every Monday, we will launch with a new podcast show. Make sure you subscribe to us because you want to get the notifications that our shows are uploaded and ready to listen to. I hope to be connected to you. If you'd like to learn more about us, please visit our website at itsmytimetorise.com. Learn more about being a part of this amazing community. All right now, everyone, signing off, the Woman Christian CEO, Coach Shea. God bless.